So you're saying that you sit there in silence, stubbornly refusing to log in, watching the clock.
Just refusing to. You're like, I don't want to spend 1 minute more than I have to with those people.
I'm not sure which Beastie Boys video it is, but it's one of their like oldest videos, and they're just in a basement, frozen, and the DJ is on the way, and he's like walking down the street, and he's got a record under his arm, and he's going through all these streets and everything, and he finally gets there, goes through a hallway. They keep cutting back to the Beastie Boys, and they're just frozen in this basement studio. Finally, the DJ gets there, puts the record on, plays it. And then the Beastie Boys become alive again.
Oh, so like, that's Wes.
Yeah, that's Wes.
Oh, boy. I've been recording for 16 minutes now.
Same.
That'll be fun.
Same.
As long as we do the claps, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
I refuse.
No, you can't.
You should refuse my refusal?
Yes.
You can't.
I can.
No.
Yes.
Refusal not accepted. Return to sender.
The Beastie Boys song is 3 MCs and 1 DJ, for the record.
Okay.
I found it. I just found it.
I'll watch that when you watch the Frozen song I sent.
Hey, Beastie Boys are an American classic.
That's some first hip-hop I ever heard. I think I got Beastie Boys and Bone Thugs and Harmony were at the same time on my first two hip-hop albums.
Bone Thugs and Harmony? That was, like, way later.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if time frame, if they were, like, current okay. at the time. I just came into possession of the CDs.
They hit John at the exact same time, which is, he didn't get anything in between. He just gets
That's
Bone Thugs. And
it's a big jump from Beastie Boys to Bone Thugs.
Oof.
See, when I got Beastie Boys, I got them along with Run DMC, Weird Al, and Fat Boys.
Oh, Weird Al.
Hell yeah.
I cannot love Weird Al more than I love Weird Al already.
I know.
Because you don't go to the cassette store and just buy one cassette.
No, you get a stack.
The fuck is a cassette store?
Well, young Surratt, let sit down and let me tell you a tale.
It's like an 8-track store.
The fuck is that?
It's like the internet, but you walk there.
You gonna buy gramophone recordings?
What?
Y'all have a laser disc player?
You know, you get like a wax disc and you carve some lines on it and you play it back.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I was thinking about the Weird Al movie the other day and how it's just exactly what Weird Al would make
and I
asked to make a movie of himself.
I still need to see that.
It's 100% a true story.
It's so good. I didn't know his life was so interesting.
And death.
Yeah.
I heard it's kind of like Walk Hard, like in the silliness.
It's just perfect. It's.
It would have to be.
It embodies him. It's so wonderful. It's like one of his songs. It's just the best.
All right.
Wow. I don't know why your Matthew McConaughey made me do Owen Wilson. But...
I didn't Matthew McConaughey. It's legally, it's 3 all rights.
Yeah, you're right.
And I did 2.
Legally?
Yeah. We don't want to get sued.
I'm not going to perform it, but David Cross doing an impression of an elderly Matthew McConaughey, and he just says, all right. 100 times in a row.
Oh boy.
It's great.
He just keeps going because he's
yes.
old.
Aww. Yes. It's hilarious and sad.
I miss Mr. Show. That mm-hmm. was good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well. How the hell is everyone doing tonight?
Ready to rock.
Present.
Yes.
You got me a present?
No.
Pretty good. Ready for this dungeone?
Yeah. Dungeon, nice little change of pace. I'm sure Stormac is excited.
I could do a dungeon.
Do you mind giving a brief recap of how we got to this dungeon? Because the last thing I remember is haggling for boule meat braces.
With Simon, the meat merchant, who owes me.
Yeah, I remember the important stuff, but the stuff that I
some exotic meats you got there. Yeah, so after a few days of a little bit of downtime, you did some shopping and some babysitting, Flora came home with a new companion, a new baby manticore, joined the family. I'm sure that'll be lots of fun.
Yeah, it won't cause any problems whatsoever.
You met with Judge Deramid again. She left a note for Zeke to meet her, and you all rudely crashed the party.
We didn't know we weren't invited.
I know. And she had done a little bit of digging, and feels like she found Tim's creator, one Alpon Karamark, who used to be the ruler of this area long ago, and has since retired to this manse, this castle. She suspects the Whispering Way was involved in Tim's initial crime that he was caught for, breaking into the university and stealing a statuette, the Sea Sage effigy, that was never found. And she asked if you would go investigate Alpon Karamark's manse to see if he knew anything of the Whispering Way, if he had been in contact with them. Pretty much find out anything you can. She was putting pieces together from things you told her about the Whispering Way mining onyx at Clover's Crossing, purchasing tons of corpses from Vorkstag and Grine, and she was worried that they might be trying to put together an army of undead for some reason. You did a little bit of information gathering about Schloss Karamark, Alpon Karamark's castle. I feel like castle's the funnest word to use. It says manse a few times in the book here.
Manse. That was a guy from Game of Thrones.
Manse?
Sorry, I was just getting husband points.
How many?
I don't know. I got an approving nod.
Nice. That's like 3 points. Easy.
Yeah.
Manse, the house occupied by a minister of a Presbyterian church. Yeah, let's go with castle.
Yeah.
Here's other definitions. A large, imposing residence.
Okay.
Closer, warmer.
Synonym, castle.
Nice, nailed it. I think you nailed the information gathering and got... You learned that Schloss Karamark is the name of the castle. Is the dwelling of the former ruler of Vyland, Count Alpon Karamark. You learned that he is... supposedly an eccentric recluse, and the dwelling he built both attracts and deters visitors. Known as the Hanging House, Schloss Karamark lies to the northeast of the Dibblemere Swamp, and is actually several buildings built into the walls of a large gorge above a waterfall. All the lower parts of the house are as luxurious as one might find in any city. The further up the gorge one goes, more treacherous and inhospitable the buildings become. Paranoid about his experiments and discoveries being stolen, the eccentric Count Karamark has, it is rumored, trapped parts of his castle to prevent theft and constructed numerous guardian creatures to serve and protect him.
Yeah, I mean,
sounds like your classic dungeon.
It all tracks, though.
You guys will probably be welcome guests. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's looking forward to us.
There was something that was kind of bothering me. I was looking through the lore page, and remember that like weird letter we got when we were in Ravengrove? I was just reading over it, and it's signed A. And it kind of sounds like some type of... I wonder if he's the sender. You know what I mean? Because the letter's kind of like, oh, well, you defeated the ghost, great, but I was really kind of hoping they would destroy the town so that I could study it and maybe see what happens, blah, blah, blah. I wonder if he sent that letter.
Sounds like a rich eccentric to me.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Still going with A for Adivian.
I thought it was an O.
We don't talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Adivian does start with an A. So does Orin Vrood, the Whispering Way necromancer that killed Professor Lorimer.
Oh, what the hell?
But yeah, isn't it Odivian Adrescent? Isn't that his last name with an A?
I believe they're both A's. It's
Odivian Adrescent.
Yeah.
A-A.
Oh, well, then who's the O that was just brought up?
Oh, I thought Odivian was an O.
Yeah, she was wrong.
Oh,
but when you read that letter, if he was part of the Whispering Way, it would have it just reads differently. It's like, oh, the people that were there that killed Lorimer, like, they have a completely different task. Blah, blah, blah. I was really more interested in this other thing. And so if it was written by the guy that was part of the Whispering Way, I think it would feel a little bit more, ha, fuck you, we did our thing, and blah, blah, blah. This one was more like, ooh, I really kind of wanted to see what those ghosts would do to all those townspeople, but whatever, see you, hope our paths cross soon, bye. I don't know.
Well, he did say, the ones whose actions precipitated the threat to Ravengrove were there at my behest.
Oh, yeah. A lot of words there, buddy, I don't know. Whatever.
That's what I was going to say.
Who knows? Not me.
No. Least of all you.
But, guys presumably shopped and prepared and hit the road. I think you made camp halfway or a little bit away and then got up in the morning.
I did want to ask, so during camp, how far from the manse are we?
That could be up to you.
Would you say it would be 6 or less miles?
That depends, since it's up to you.
Well, then we will say that it is, yeah, like 5 miles away.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that when we left it off, we could see it not too far in the distance.
Okay, so even closer. In that case, before we go to bed, I want to cast Insect Scouts.
Okay.
Yeah, so I get to summon one Insect Scout per 4 levels, so I get one insect. It's going to be a little fly. See, he's diminutive in size, has a fly speed of 20 with perfect maneuverability. He can travel up to 1 mile per caster level, and he will spend then 1d6 hours investigating whatever structure I tell him to investigate. He will then come back and transfer his memories to me of the layout of the building, and as along with any memories of specific structural flaws, defenses, alarms, those kind of things, which gives me the ability to reroll failed skill checks if those skill checks pertain to any of those things. So, like, if I, the example given would be like a stealth check to sneak in. If I failed it, I could reroll it because my fly memory would let me know, like, oh, there's probably a guard around that corner.
My fly memory.
Memories of specific structural flaws, defenses, and alarms.
You just remove the fog of war and tell us where everybody is. That'd be super cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the fly would do.
Yeah, so they don't actually tell me anything about where creatures are. They don't, like, they can't understand language or anything, but I do get a rough understanding of the building's layout.
Okay. So does that mean I have to tell you things, or do you just get to reroll?
Well, I get one reroll on something that, you know, if I fail a check, that it is associated with the layout, so, you know, probably, like, noticing a trap or a secret door or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get one of those, but more importantly, I get to know the layout of the building before we ever go in.
Like, where rooms are. Like, what's behind each door.
I mean, unless there's, you know, somehow a specific room the fly couldn't get to, but I assume it can go, like, under cracks of doors through, like, you know, standard old-school keyhole kind of things.
Yeah.
Okay.
As we're sitting around camp, Stormac theorizes that all of these buildings sprouting out of the wall are all interconnected inside the mountain face with tunnels and caverns and such, thinking that this is all one big unified thing. Perhaps the fly could confirm that.
Okay. So, D6 hours, is that what you said?
Yeah, so essentially I'm going to cast it before I go to sleep, and then it'll come back, you know, after D6 hours and transfer its memories to me, so when I wake up, I'll know.
Okay.
Then I retain those memories for 6 hours, So what I figured I'd do is when I wake up in the morning, just start sketching out a rough map of what I remember.
Okay.
You could hand draw a map and then take a picture of it and send it just to Wesley.
Here, you know what? I can screenshot the map from the book, I think would probably be fine.
Okay. Yeah, because what Sid's going to do is just then sketch that out on parchment so we have a physical map of what's going on, because by the time he wakes up and we get there, he'll probably, the spell will probably have run its duration. He won't remember anymore.
All right. Yeah, it just has like the J8, G1 shit on there. I feel like it should be fine to send you this screenshot.
Yeah, just crazy fly language. I don't know what it means.
The fly was really adamant that there's something right here.
Huge pile of poop.
How's that, Wesley?
Huge pile of poop.
Perfect. But yay, we don't have to walk into the buildings blind anymore.
Oh shit, I completely forgot I have bags of poop in the back of my truck. Oh no.
Are you trying to distract my fly? He's busy.
Yeah, man, what the heck?
Sorry, I got composted chicken manure to spread on my garden and I left it in the back of my truck and now it smells. I meant to get that out.
Well, maybe you'll grow another truck.
Eh, it's fine.
Grow another truck.
Alright, well there you guys got a map.
Wow.
I hope you're happy.
I am. Being a wizard is paying off.
Alright. So yeah, the insect scouts come back in the morning, say, and impart their knowledge into your brain meats.
Ew. Brain meat.
Hey, you said there was no tunnels into the mountains. What's that up at the top?
It's clearly a trail.
On top of the mountain. We'll just pretend we don't see that.
It's got little craggly lines that look like a tunnel.
We'll pretend we don't see it.
It's an exposed, winding, narrow pathway that climbs the bare rock face.
Fair enough.
There you go.
So that leads to another building made up of four interconnected towers. Stands 200 feet above the waterfalls.
This map really does help me to understand this whole waterfall situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish there was a better, like a actual artwork of the place or something, but there is not.
Yeah, like a picture.
But you are all rested up. You've sent your scouts in to cheat. And, yeah, you're 6 or less miles away. Nondescript number of miles. And the floor is yours.
I can almost guarantee that John's going to use this exact same spell against me the next time I GM.
What, insect scouts?
Yeah.
He'll find a way to make it suck, though.
So we're approaching from the south here.
As it works out, the trail leads up and you would be coming from the southeast.
Do you have a better map?
Yes, sir. Why don't I bring it to the map?
Please.
Now, putting you on this map brings you pretty close to it, so you can describe approaching it however you like, and you will be coming from this direction, though.
What's the ground cover like around here? Bushes, forest, plains, we walking on a fucking volcanic slope.
Right on, so you're like right on the edge of the swamp, and there's, it kind of opens up to rocky terrain leading up to this gorge. There's not a lot of foliage.
Okay.
As we get close, like, you know, within a couple hundred feet or so, I'm going to go ahead and pop on a good old mage armor.
Okay.
Stormback, do you want one from the wand as we get close?
Yes, please.
I'll cast one, and then I'll wand one onto Stormback.
All right.
So this, it looks like we're approaching kind of a guardhouse. Is that how you described it? On this side of the bridge?
Yes, a gatehouse. There's a tower with a, what do you call,
portcullis.
Or portcullis is like a door.
Mm-hmm. It's like a gate.
We just look this word up in another game.
Like I'm gonna crenulation.
Yeah, I was just going to say crenulated walls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like a castle tower, you know.
Crenellations and merlons. Merlons?
How are you approaching this area? Any specific way, or are you just...
On foot.
Just walking up?
We tied the horses and wagon up nearby.
Okay.
And yeah, we're walking up on foot.
Cautiously, though, right? Like we expect trouble.
Yeah, probably as stealthily as we possibly can. If there's just rocks, can we move from rock to rock? Seeing if anything moves in the building, or windows, or tower, or crenulated stonework.
So you want to roll stealth and try and approach stealthily? Is that what you're saying?
Why not?
Okay. Let's have those rolls.
I don't see this going badly in any way.
12 for Sid.
Did I just hear Meg whisper stealth?
That's how you did it.
Oh, man.
That is a 6 for Flora.
That is not stealthy at all.
And a 22 for Daisy.
Flora's playing a trumpet on the back of Daisy.
I appreciate Flora's 6 because I've got a 9.
Whistling to herself.
We have the same modifier. You got a natural 1, I got a natural 3.
Ezekiel Cain's doing great with a 29.
What is that we can see on the bridge as we approach?
That looks like another one of those doggies.
Yeah, there is a 4-legged creature who is kind of just chilling on that bridge. You can see from afar.
Is it familiar shaped?
It is canine in nature.
Okay.
Do you want perception or knowledge to, you know, get a little more deets?
Yeah, you give me a perception.
17. Not great.
8.
7.
Jeez, guys, get him out of the way. My God. All right, perception, Ezekiel Cain. Doing fucking amazing. 21 plus 9 is a 30.
Zeke, you get the idea that this is something you've seen before. It looks like that guard dog, that constructed guard dog that you fought in the Vorkstag and Grind's courtyard. A flesh golem hound.
Oh, another chance to ride this fucking thing off a cliff.
Mm. At least there's cliffs now. Jesus. as opposed to just a beach. Like, ride it into the beach, into the water.
So now you have to let it happen because that was foreshadowing, and we have to pretend that we didn't, you know, that we planned this.
Yeah.
So you see, as you're approaching that gruesome doggo, and also on the top of the tower, up on the crenulated... Man, there's a word that I'm not remembering for, like, castle, tower... Anyways, there is another creature looking over the side of the tower, and it looks like he's looking through, like, a spyglass of some sort, turned back, looking at the rest of the castle. And it'll look like this.
Ew.
Whoa. The fuck is that?
Friendly looking fella.
And you give me a knowledge local?
Shit, yeah, I can. Man, I am rolling fucking rocks. That's a 22 plus 9 for a 31?
Yeah, you for sure know that there's a troll.
So if there's a kind of a good place to stop before we get to the door at the bottom of this, what I assume is a door, I can't really see it with the fog of war on, he'll stop everybody and Zeke will say, "Hey, everyone, there's one of them dogs that we faced that almost killed us the first time over on that bridge, and there's a troll looking up there. Everybody look out. Move quick, move quiet."
What?
Huh?
Yeah, 7 stealth.
Does the troll react to that?
Yeah, Flora yells, "What?" Speak up.
I'm just role playing my natural one here, okay?
And the troll lowers its spyglass turns around and looks like he's reaching for a weapon. Let's roll initiative.
God damn it. Well, he's fast. Way up high too, right?
Yes. It's like a second story, essentially. Yeah, it's a two-story stone gatehouse leads to the castle, topped with a crenellated tower at each corner.
Flora got 18 for once.
Ezekiel Kane, 11.
7. 25. A sad 7 with a natural 1.
Oh, there's still old initiatives on here, aren't there? Yeah, dang it. All right. We don't have a surprise round going. Thank you, Meg.
You're welcome.
I mean, Flora. But it looks like at the top of round one, we have Sidriel light on his feet with a 25.
In this entryway, is there a portcullis? Are the doors barred? Like, what are we dealing with here at the front?
Oh, yeah, because you would know that, right? There's a strong wooden gate that is barred from within.
Okay. I guess Sid, for now, is going to double move up toward the front of this gatehouse and try to get, like, up against the door under the roof.
Okay.
Try to get cover from the guy that's up there. He just kind of runs into there.
Hold on.
What?
Let's mark that path that you walked, please, because you are going to see something at a certain point here.
Oh, yeah, I see something in the doorway.
Yeah, you can see, like,
a sliver of it.
Like a little claw sticking out around the corner there. Just like a fat, gruesome, green animal-like claw.
Okay, so it'll take a little bit of a step back. We got company right at the front gates here, guys.
Oh, I love company.
What?
From here, can I make out what it is? Like, I stepped a little bit farther back.
Yes, you can give me a knowledge arcana. Or if you want to do a knowledge check.
Yeah,
on it.
Yeah. Jesus. 13?
It's cute! Can I adopt this too?
you've heard of these before. Often found with trolls. It's a troll hound.
This is cute!
And I'll give you one question.
I don't know what category it falls under, but I want to know if it has regeneration.
That'll be defenses. Yeah, it does have regeneration. And like trolls, acid or fire will negate it.
Alright, well then I'm gonna break out an old classic.
Acid splash!
I think, oh, if I'm within range. Yeah, 35 feet away, acid splash is 25 plus 5 feet per 2 levels. So I can hit up to 40 feet away.
Play Freebird!
Acid splash! That's a 14 to hit touch. Flat-footed touch.
That will touch.
Alright, for 3 points of acid damage.
Nice.
Nice, max damage.
Now that will just get rid of the regeneration for good.
I believe it only lasts for 1 round.
Stop functioning on the round following the attack. Okay.
Yeah, so when its turn comes up, and if it would heal, it's not going to heal this time.
All right, cool. You come around the corner and splash this poor little puppy with acid, and he reels back and starts snarling and growling and giving you the evil eye, non-mechanical.
And Sid'll shout to the party, all right, fire or acid, these things will heal if you don't hit them with it.
And, Stormax just standing there, flat-footed, like, what? We're fighting them? But I thought, what? What?
Flora's got, like, something in her ears today. She's like, what?
Yeah, it starts, like, yelping and snarling and barking loudly.
Are there any, like, decent-sized outcroppings where we're at to kind of hide behind? Or is it relatively flat?
Give me a luck roll.
37.
It is relatively flat.
Mm. You're welcome, guys.
I'm okay with it. That's fantastic news for me.
Yeah.
Just what I was thinking.
Okay. Is that it from Sidriel?
That is it.
Okay. You hear some, like, incessant, like, high-pitched gibbering from beyond that door. What kind of languages do you guys have? Anything interesting?
Excuse me, miss. I speak gibbering.
I speak gibberish. No. Common and halfling.
No.
Celestial, common, draconic, elven, gnome, necrol, orc, sylvan, terran, and Varisian.
Wow.
Nerd.
I plan to summon things. I gotta know how to talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You do not understand the gibbering. You see, coming out to the edge of the tower, on the opposite corner of the troll that was up there, is another troll. Mm. He's a little bit smaller. The other one's, like, a lot beefier and more decorated. But he comes up to the edge and whips a massive stone at Sidriel. There it is. Okay. Two hands. Throws a boulder at Sidriel. It's a natural one.
Hold on. Oh, he drops it on his head.
Falls off the wall. Falls off the wall.
Yeah! Fall off the wall.
That is a 13 to confirm.
That would not hit.
Yes! Alright, so he picks up this massive boulder and goes to throw it, but doesn't let go.
Oh my god. Amazing.
And, like, trips and falls off the wall.
Thank
falls
God.
Off the wall. That's not how you get decorated, troll.
Fucking yeah,
dummy.
No wonder you look stupid.
Stupid. Okay. We said that was about 20 feet up.
Yeah, I think that's what we settled on.
Give him a couple d6. Ooh. Two ones. Like that.
Still takes damage. Still prone.
Yep, he is prone, and he is embarrassed.
That's delicious.
Yum, 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 yum. Don't be weird.
No, I'm going to be weird about it. It's been
Flora.
So long since I've charged.
Oh, yeah, he's riding your shit. And you're up next.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to charge him. Put all my conditions on.
Make it narrative, at least.
Oh, wait, hold on.
While you slip into some more conditions,
yeah.
Tell us what you do.
Gross, man.
Tell us what kind of conditions you've got on, Meg.
This is weird, guys.
What condition is your condition in?
No, so Flora saw all this coming, and she was already trying to calculate how she's going to get around the corner fast enough to save Sid. And then this guy just falls, like, right in front of her, and she's like, oh. And then she gets her lance tucked in under her elbow, and she charges at the thing. For a 14. Oh, geez, yeah. That's 29 to hit.
I think that'll do.
Yes. Yes, it will.
Gross.
3d6. Is 26 damage.
Nice.
Ooh, doggy.
And so she's going... Oops, nope. Just Flora. I need Flora and Daisy. So she's gonna hit him and then keep going.
Ride by attack.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna go all the way over her. All the way across. And then...
Oh, damn.
Turn around.
That was a perfect charge, Meg.
Thank you.
Explain for the listeners where you went.
I went past the tower. I charged past the guy. I ripped off half his arm, I'm presuming, and then past the front of the tower. The dogs just saw me fly by, and I'm on the other side now.
All right. Solid round. from Flora.
Yeah.
Up next, we've got one of these big, chunky troll hounds sees you run past, and it's going to charge as well, straight at Daisy.
Okay.
You like that?
Yes. Thank you.
I think that makes sense.
Oh, yeah,
I attack
reach.
Daisy. Okay. You have reach, so you would provoke.
Okay, let me turn my conditions off here. Oh my goodness, Guster. Sorry, my dog's wearing a cone, so he's extremely loud right now. Banging into the walls and shit. Okay. Oof. That is a 16 to hit.
16 is gonna hit.
Oh, nice. For 9 damage.
Alright. Flora. Kicking some ass. So you stab this troll hound as it just is charging at you, just flailing drool everywhere as it awkwardly runs on all fours to
God, it's so cute.
Bite Sorry. Daisy.
Is it? It just charged you and bit your dog.
Well, no, it didn't bite my dog, but look at it. It looks so fat and uncomfortable. Sorry.
I'm
sorry.
It looks like a pug.
How much damage was that?
It's like a fat version of the Ghostbusters dogs.
Yeah, it does kind of look like the the Gozer dogs.
But it still is like a hideous demon-looking face.
Just
being a little chubby doesn't make it necessarily cute.
It's got like pustules and massive tusky
fangs. It's always worked for me.
You guys are so judgy. It's adorable.
It's an English bulldog.
Yeah.
All right. It bites at Daisy.
Let's see it.
That's going to be a 21.
That will not hit.
Whoa.
Really?
Yep.
What's Daisy's AC?
22.
Don't tell him.
I have to.
Oh, solid AC on your... Because she's wearing armor, right?
Yep.
Awesome.
And she gets a bunch of bonuses for being my mount. So there.
To her AC?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I trust you.
I trust Hero Lab.
All right. There's more racket from inside the gatehouse. This high-pitched, like, nonsensical kind of gibbering is the best word I can think to use. And then... we will go to Ezekiel Kane.
All right, Ezekiel Kane.
Zeke, you did a knowledge check on the troll?
I did. Does it matter which one I did it on?
Well, you did it on the one that was up on the tower at first.
The more decorated one, correct?
Yeah, they're both trolls. So, but yeah, what did you get again? It was something stupid, right?
Like, what? It was 31.
31. So, let's see. I'll give you three questions.
Three questions. I would like to know any... What are they called, like, defensive statistics, or what's the defense block?
There's defenses, offense, statistics, special abilities.
Give me defenses and offenses, and I think the special abilities we learned is regen, right? Isn't that what Sidriel asks?
That's under defenses. I mean, with 37, I'd pretty much just give you anything worth knowing. So yeah, they have regeneration. Acid or fire stops it. Scent. Dark vision. Two gnarly looking claws. And really, that's about it.
boulders, obviously. They throw boulders.
Yeah, the one that fell was throwing boulders. It looks like this one's reaching for a crossbow on his back.
Okay. So standard weapons, regen, no DR. I mean, that's really my big one, is
yeah,
DR.
Yeah, no DR, just regeneration.
Okay, thank you. That's pretty much all I needed to know. Pretty standard troll-like shit.
Troll shit.
Okay, since he's still down, I'm going to use a move action to study the troll on the ground, and I'm going to move 30 feet up to him and study target as a move action.
All right.
That's my turn.
All right, so Zeke moves in and starts studying this prone, dumb troll that threw his own ass self off of the tower. What a dummy. And up next is Boss Hogg up on the top of the tower. Pulls out a crossbow.
Loaded, of course.
Always loaded.
I don't know, man.
He's on guard.
Pretty dangerous.
I mean, it's not as dangerous as holding one in a wagon.
Yeah, sleeping
moving.
Next to it.
What about my underwear crossbow? That's overloaded.
That's a funny thought.
Is that a crossbow in your pocket?
And,
Bonk.
I think he is going to... Probably, Flora is probably the clearest shot he has. Well, Flora's in melee, though. So maybe he's going to scan around and land his sights on Sidriel. The large-sized, heavy crossbow. Oh, I thought it was a crit. It's not. That's going to be a 24 to hit.
That'll do it.
All right. Some nice fat damage die here. For 8 damage.
Ow!
As this massive crossbow bolt just sails down from the tower right into your shoulder.
Oh, my shoulder has an AC of 31.
He's got one of those Warcraft armors on.
I'm wearing my armored bolt suit.
Let's see. This trollhound, number 2, follows his good buddy. And he doesn't have line of sight to charge, but he is going to close the gap and...
Incur an attack of opportunity? Yes, he is.
Yes.
No. Wait, no.
No, he is not.
No, he's
not. Oh, because you already used your AOL.
Yeah.
I got excellent.
So excited.
So, slobbering and... running and barking, he tries to chomp into Daisy's leg. That's a 23.
No, it's not. You're a liar. Okay, go ahead.
Is a 15 plus 8.
I'm teasing.
All right.
Can't you make a ride check to negate the hit?
Oh, yeah, I can.
Yeah. Is there a limit to... how many times you can do that, or...
Oh, I'll have to look that up, but I don't...
I think it's once per turn.
Yeah.
Was it the mounted combat feat?
Oh, I'm looking for it.
Or is it just the ride skill?
Once per turn, when your mount is in combat, you may attempt a ride check as an immediate action to negate a hit.
And it has to be greater than the attack roll, right?
Than the attack roll, yep.
All right, so you get a 24 or higher.
Okay, I just need to roll a 14. That's not a 14, that's a 10. So I got a 20.
All right. So he chomps into Daisy's leg for 7 damage.
Okay.
Please give me a fortitude save for Daisy.
Okay. That is a 16.
Okay. Just checking. And... he is going to attempt to trip Daisy.
Okay.
He gets a trip attack with his bite.
Okay.
And...
you might want to hover over her CMD in Hero Lab because she's a quadruped. I think she gets a bonus against trip attacks. I think you get like a +2 for each additional pair of legs. I show her CMD is 19 burst trip.
Oh yeah, it's a plus four.
It's more than that, though.
So it's gonna be a plus four versus trip.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus four versus trip.
All right, and see, that is a 20, dirty 20.
No.
All right. So he just gnarls? No. He just gnaws into Daisy's leg and is like clamping on, trying to rip the legs out from under her. But Daisy holds strong. More ruckus from inside. You hear some crashing, something breaking, wood splintering or something. And it is Stormak's turn.
Jeez, there's a lot going on in there all in one round. Stormak at the end of the round here. He's just standing there, hands out to his side, just doing a full-on Travolta. And he's going to run
away
all of a sudden.
Run away.
In between Zeke and Sidriel, past this prone troll, and then past, up to and past these two troll dogs, and get himself into a flanking position with Flora. This week on Flanking with Flora. As he's passing through Zeke and Sidriel, he's like, "Oh, we're just attacking them outright because they're trolls. Okay, I see." And
oh my god.
And he comes running over I think he provokes from perhaps both of those troll dogs.
As you approach, Flora will say, "I think they started it, Stormac."
Real quick, I feel like being prone does not negate AOOs. I think the troll on the ground would have gotten an AOO on Zeke as he ran up next to it with his 10-foot reach.
What's he wielding?
I have no idea.
His claws, probably.
He was holding a boulder.
Yeah,
he has
natural weapons. His claws. It's a 14 to hit Zeke. That probably doesn't hit.
It does not.
And then the troll hounds, you provoke from both, you said?
Yeah, well, I go north of both of them, and so
okay.
They both could get a shot.
All right, first one is a 16.
No, sir.
The next one is a natural 20. Let me roll to confirm. 24 to confirm.
Does not confirm.
All right, but it does hit for 7 damage, and a fortitude save, please.
That's a 30 fortitude.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
The trip is a natural 20. So to confirm, it's a 22 to confirm against your CMD.
That will not confirm. Let me just...
Do you crit?
No, you don't crit on... No, it just happens if you succeed.
Yeah, there's no double damage. There's no damage for it, so there's no double damage.
So
there's no need to confirm.
The natural 20 wouldn't do anything, would it? Is it an automatic hit for a CMB?
Well, no. It's an attack. So yeah, a CMB of natural 20 is definitely a hit, no matter what.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
cool.
But that was the second troll dog, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the first troll dog, when he attacks me, I attack him back. Yeah. So
you are correct.
Let me resolve that. That's a 26 to hit.
Bucky.
He doesn't have to hit you for Panther style.
No, it's that he takes the attack.
Cool. 26 will hit.
That's 9 bludgeoning damage. So I'm just dropping elbow on him as I'm running by him. And then the next guy, he does hit me and he does trip me, but his attack provokes my attack. I'm not sure where my attack would happen before or after his trip, you know?
Yeah, I'll say he bites you, you punch him, and then he pulls your leg out from under you.
Sure, so here's my attack on the second dog. That's a 17. With flanking, perhaps, would be a 19.
Yep, flanking. That's gonna hit.
And that's only 6 bludgeoning.
Isn't Isn't it plus three?
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Nice. So you get a good hit on this thing as its jowls are wrapped around your ankle, and then it pulls your feet out from under you.
All right. Stormax slips on his ass, and that's where he will be until the end of next round.
All right. You see another troll come out on the top of the tower.
Oh, dear.
And try to throw a boulder. He's going to look down and let out a big laugh at his stupid friend on the ground there.
It's a move action.
Yeah.
I'm not your friend.
And I think he's going to try and throw a rock at Zeke. This seems to be the closest one. All right. That's a 20, dirty 20.
Minus 4 for in combat?
Yeah, I guess so. 16.
16 will miss.
All right. He's yelling out things in troll speak. And top of round 2. Back to Sidriel Azmarine.
Sid is going to take an all 5-footer back away from the troll in the tower a little bit. Guys, we really got to focus on one and try to kill it. They're just going to heal back otherwise. And Sid will cast Gravity Bow.
Gravity Bow. Gravity Bow. What makes your arrows hit real hard?
On sale now.
And that is going to be it for Sid.
All right. There's just some ruckus going on inside that gatehouse.
Could you describe the ruckus?
Crashing, wood breaking, that high-pitched gibbering in a language you don't understand. Yeah, like stuff's getting thrown around.
Not like footsteps or anything? Like something's just breaking stuff?
Yeah, it sounds like something's breaking stuff and you hear like...
Hey, I know that voice. You've used that voice for a very specific gibbering monster before.
Oh, dear.
Let's go ahead and stand up with this here prone troll, provoking from Zeke.
Fuck yeah, you will. All right, here we go. Provoke. Well, it's a 25 to hit.
Oh, that'll do.
1d6 plus 4 plus 3... Oh, that's a 1 on the D6 for 8.
All right. You get a solid hit on him as he stands up, and he's towering over you and smells awful, and he lets out a huge roar, like, "Aah!" And like his breath is like blowing your hair back, and he's going to attack you with... Oh, he's going to try and bite you, and that's going to be a 21.
Oh, yeah. That'll play.
All right. 4.
Damn it.
11 damage.
Oh, hey. Alright.
He just roars in your face and then brings his head back and down onto your shoulder, biting. His tusky fangs pierce through your armor a little bit into your flesh.
You got tusked, bro.
And it is Flora's turn.
Okay. So first, Daisy's gonna... Which one of these looks more damaged? The first, this one to the far right?
Yes.
I poked one. Okay. Daisy's gonna bite that one. That's a 22 to hit.
Nice.
Yeah, that'll play.
Okay, so that's 8 damage.
All right.
And then she's going to take a 5-foot step onto this flat terrain that you described.
Now, she bit, so you're gonna... You have to give up one of your actions to give her a second action? Is that...
Right, I'm using my move to let her move.
Okay.
Yeah? Yeah.
Sounds...
I mean, that's the way we've done it before. She can bite, and then back up, and then I can hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna make sure I'm not still charging and then stab it.
All right. You got full battery?
Full battery.
Assault and battery?
sorry, I'm trying to find my... Oh my god, Bucky, get out of my face. That is a 25 to hit.
You got a Winter Soldier over there?
Yeah, he's Bucky Barnes. Fluffy, fluffy kitty.
Yep, that'll hit.
Nice. That's 9 damage.
You're just tearing into this troll hound, making it look like Swiss Chez.
Chez.
You said 8 damage? Sorry.
9.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
all right. And it is that troll hound's turn. It is just getting kind of ripped up by Daisy and Flora. Backs up with a 5-foot step and will go for a much easier target. For prone Stormak, face down in the mud. Will attempt to bite with a 21.
That'll hit because I'm prone.
All right. Gonna be 13 damage.
Jeez.
And a fortitude save, please.
May I ask why these fortitude saves?
Nah.
What does it feel like?
No, I do. You're immune to diseases, right?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. I got you.
12.
All right. Just checking.
12 is a pass.
He's not going to tell us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh. Crash, bang, boom, gibbering from inside, and Ezekiel Kane is up next with this massive troll towering over him.
Damn, really? Okay. Ezekiel Kane wipes a bit of, Jack Sparrow-style slobber off of his cheek.
Nice.
From the troll slobber, and decides to stab it back after he got bit. Here we go. I don't know about that. 16?
16 is gonna hit.
Oh, shit. Whew, that was close. My god. 4 on the die for 16. Okay, and... should I do it now? Okay. Yeah, no, he's not gonna do that yet. D6 plus 4 plus 3. What's a 3? Plus 4 is 7, plus 3 is 10 damage from the magic rapier.
Alright. Solid hit.
How's this guy looking?
You can give me a heal check.
With his eyes.
Heal check?
Yeah.
How's this guy looking with his eyes? Fuck. That's pretty funny. Okay, heal check. Nope. Nah, that's a 6. He looks great.
Yeah, never been better.
Seriously? You can't see the wounds on him? Just because your heal check? Fine, whatever, it's fine.
I mean, you can see that he's wounded. I'll give the heal check to tell you if they're below half or not. You have noticed his wounds closing up, though.
Yeah, for us plebes, how does regeneration work?
So, I feel like it happens at the end of their turn. They will regain the allotted amount of hit points at the end of their turn. And you can neutralize that regeneration with acid or fire for one round, I guess.
Cool. That's Ezekiel Kane's turn.
All right. Up next, we've got Boss Hog up here, who I guess is just going to spend the turn reloading his massive, heavy crossbow. He's cranking it back, pulling out a huge-ass bolt and putting it in. We've got another troll hound going to get in on this meal. Dogpile flanking with the other troll hound on the other side of prone Stormak. Correct. It's going to be a 17.
Nope.
All right. So he's, like, trying to bite at you as you're on the ground, and maybe you're, like, pushing his jowls away from you and avoiding the bite, and it's your turn.
Well, here you go. I stand up.
All right. Couple AOOs, which works in your favor, right?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, that's a 13.
That will not do.
And a...
How about a 27 in response for 8 bludgeoning?
All right, that'll be the one on your right. And then the one on the left gets a 15.
Mm-mm. In response, he receives a natural 20,
woo!
Confirming. Natural 20 for a 29, and I'm going to confirm with a 30. How do you like that?
Ooh, doggy. Nice.
A little improved critical action, so that's 10 bludgeoning.
Yeah.
On your crit is only 10?
It's just with my unarmed strikes, so I rolled... a 2 on the first d8 for a 4, and then I rolled a 4 on the second d8 for 6. So, eh.
Oh, man.
Right on.
I would have expected a lot more. It was great, though.
Well, that was just my move action.
Good shit, buddy.
Yeah, that wasn't even an attack.
That was just me getting up off the ground.
Wow. Oh, it was awesome.
Oh, he's doing, like, the leg spin thing with the, like, a... Not- Yeah.
I'm not trying to sound indignant or anything. I thought you were going to, like, just crush some fucking skulls, buddy. I'm so used to that.
Well, he has, but you feel like something might have broken when you get that hit off on this guy.
Well, now that I've gotten a feel for these two, how about a knowledge check? I don't think I took my time to do that. That's another natural 20 for 28.
Ooh, all right.
Tell me everything.
Yep, regeneration, a little less so than the big trolls. And yep, they do carry a disease, which I was just making you roll for to keep it mysterious.
All right. So I don't think that I can pull out a weapon as part of my attack, so I'll just remain unarmed here.
I feel like you can do it as part of standing up, can't you?
Yeah,
part of a you
move.
Can do it as any part of a move action, and you probably don't want to stand there anyway.
I don't
want
to stand there, but I stood up as a move action, preventing a 5-foot step.
You can do move action and a 5-foot step. You just can't move and do a 5-foot step. So I don't think standing up counts as moving.
Really?
Well, he said it, folks.
I like it.
All right.
I'll take it. So Stormak will move diagonally here to put himself behind the most damaged dog, by my own memory.
To the north, away from the two.
Yeah, he's a little bit closer to the tower, and he's providing flanking for Flora. So I'll move there as a 5-foot step, and during that, I'll pull out the new Warhammer.
Get him.
See what we can do with that. That's an 18 to hit.
Would you like to tell me what that looks like? This kill.
This kill? I think he just brings that hammer down on its head.
Smashing it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess technically it's not dead, but he will be very unconscious.
And Stormak will yell out, "This one's down for now!"
All right. Solid move by Stormak. Up next... we got another troll up on the crenulated boulder turret. He's going to throw a big ol' rock at... why don't we just roll a d4? We'll go Flora, Stormak, Zeke, Sid. I'll just do it right here. Zeke, rock you like a hurricane. So that's a 13. Boo.
Minus 4. That misses.
All right. Yep, it's raining rocks all around you.
It's raining rocks.
We needed it.
Hallelujah, it's raining rocks.
It is Sidriel's turn at the top of round 3.
Sorry, which of... is the dog with the arrow the one that is unconscious?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I'll put a thing on him.
Sid is just going to take kind of a move around the outside of this giant, staying out of his range.
Didn't you say, like, focus on one? You're just going to leave me? You're going to leave me to deal with this guy?
I'm going to make sure the one that's down stays down.
He's a ranged guy. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. There goes Zeke.
No, you're fine.
Just throw his bones in that river over there.
It's not like I was going to run in there and tank for you. And then he's going to acid splash the one that's prone, the unconscious one.
All right.
And that is a 12 to hit touch AC.
Yeah, that'll do. He's helpless, unconscious.
For 1 point of acid damage, but that should be enough to turn off his healing.
Yep, and just for a round, right? So,
yeah, so somebody might want to just coup de grace him or just, you know, make sure he's not breathing anymore.
All right.
Yeah, Stormak knows to do that.
The troll next to Zeke is going to do a full attack. Start with a bite. That's a 26 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
For 12 damage.
Ouch.
Two claws coming at you. That's going to be 14 and a 11.
Oh, two misses, thankfully. Wow. Whew, that was fucking close. I could not have taken two more of those hits.
All right. Now, you see some of his wounds closing up, and Flora is up next.
How bad do my friends look? Stormak, how do you look?
I'm good. I'm fine.
Okay. So, then she is going to glance over at Stormak, like, make eye contact and, like, get a nod.
Yep.
And then she's gonna turn her attention and charge towards the big troll. Big guy. The big fella.
See, somebody fucking cares, Sidriel.
Flora loves you.
I'm making sure they stay down.
Who cares about those fucking things? Look at the size of this fucker.
Okay, that is a 21? Wait, flanking. I can probably get him before at flanking point.
Yeah, you could get flanking. I don't think you need it, though.
Okay. Yay. So then I will hit him for 3d6 plus 15.
Nice.
It's 23.
Yeah. Shit, yeah, dude.
Sorry, how many feet was that? That was 25, and then she can go 70 feet. And she'll just continue by and, like, wink at Zeke as she goes by.
She's like, I got
Zeke is covered in troll snot and bleeding everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a good look for you.
Yeah. She flies by and also covers you in troll blood.
It's that wet, hot summer look that we've all been dying for.
The wet, hot Galarian summer.
I'm trying so hard to make this, like, romance subplot work. God damn it. No one's going for it.
Let her cook.
Oh, I'm all about it. Just not in this scenario.
Oh, no, of course not.
I mean, not, like, right this second.
All right. Looks like there's some more crashing from inside, and it's Zeke's turn.
Zeke getting a new coat of ogre blood and his own mixing together, which I'm sure feels amazing. goes ahead and tries to strike out with his rapier one last time. Studied foe. Let's see what it is. Okay, that's gonna definitely do it. 27 to hit. D6. Okay, that's 5 plus 4 plus 3 is 12. And I am going to do studied strike, because this is my last round of studied combat. So I get an extra 2d6 on top of that, which is 1. Plus an 7, so that would be 18 total points of damage.
Nice.
Right, he had 11 left.
Yay!
Fuck yeah. Zeke, seeing the wink, a little shaken because he's about to go down, wipes a little bit more blood off his face and gets him right in the soft spot that he found earlier with his studiedness.
Nice.
Let's say the armpit.
Ouch.
All right, solid. He lumbers down to the ground with a massive crash. And maybe you have to, like, duck out of the way for him not to fall on top of you.
Flavor duck.
Yeah. Quack, quack.
John, before you go any further, I've got something.
Uh-oh.
I would like to spend a hero card.
Oh, no.
The peacock.
Ooh.
It's going to allow me to move forward in the initiative and do one action.
Sweet.
So Stormak sees everything happening around him. He acts with unnatural speed and grips this warhammer, both hands, and brings it down on this unconscious and soon to be dead troll dog.
Fuck yeah.
He's got to finish it before he gets attacked by somebody else.
Auto crit, baby. Let's go.
Well, it's a full round action to do a coup de grace, but...
He brings down this warhammer, two-handed attack, delivering 8 damage.
All right. You smash this thing up quite a bit more. I'll tell you, you still see a little bit of breathing in this creature.
Well, that's dumb. wasted hero card.
Dumb.
Yeah.
It's the peacock.
Rule a cool, man. Come on.
All right, you want to describe that kill?
Oh, yay!
Since you spent a hero card, and it's only 2 points away.
Yeah.
He hit it a good one the first time, and then he just continues on like he's just, you know, building or destroying. It's just work. This is a monster.
You're like at the forge.
Yeah. So
hell yeah. I'm
crushing up
shaping metal.
Up my little sticky note here that I keep in this beautiful box and is in the trash. And that's my turn.
Solid. Up next is decorated veteran troll boss McGillicuddy. And I feel like Flora and Zeke are kind of out of his line of sight, being on that side of the tower. So let's do a D2. One is Stormak, 2 is Cid. Stormak.
Yay!
He balances his massive giant crossbow on the edge of this crenulated tower and aims it straight down. That is going to be 22.
22 will not hit me currently.
Nice.
It hits, but it shatters off of my mage armor.
Ooh. Oh, cool. Yeah, I imagine it just like, it's probably almost as tall as you, this massive crossbow bolt.
I don't know, I'm pretty tall, John.
Mm-hmm. For a dwarf.
I mean, it's kind of like a ballista. I mean, it kind of would be huge.
It's like a staff or something, like sticks into the ground next to you.
When Sidriel shoots his gravity bows, do they, I mean, when he shoots an arrow from a gravity bow, does it increase the size of the arrow?
I think it does.
No, it increases the gravity. It's like shooting tungsten bolts as opposed to whatever.
Yeah, I thought it just made them heavier.
It increases the weight and density of arrows or bolts fired from your bow or crossbow the instant before they strike their target.
So it's the same size, it's just like...
dense as fuck.
Yeah.
Got the thick arrows.
You know, to be fair, I've been hit by one of those before, so...
You have. Mm-hmm.
To be fair, you deserve it.
Jeez. I think there's a record of that. I don't think that I did deserve it. I may have asked for it, but that didn't mean I deserved it. Come on.
Harsh. All right. Up next is Trollhound. I'm going to 5-foot step up and try to bite Stormak, who just killed his best friend. That's a 14.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to kill him, too.
Probably. This troll's going to drop another rock down on Zeke. Maybe he can actually hit some this time.
Come on, motherfucker.
That's a 19.
Yep, that'll play.
All right.
Ain't no more combat, so.
Ain't no more combat? What?
What?
Well, I killed the guy. It was -4 because I was in melee.
Oh yeah.
But there's more melee combat.
It's going to be 9 damage.
Hot damn.
As this massive rock lands on your back.
Damn, Zeke is beat up.
It's not big enough to, like, crush you and cover you, or, you know, but it'll make you stumble for a minute. You know. It hurts.
You're sore.
Non-mechanical stumble. Flavor stumble.
Mm-hmm. And as we have Flora turning back around after a valiant charge, Zeke standing over his defeated troll foe, Sidriel throwing an acid splash at... What's up, Wes?
So I was gonna say, I finally found an answer to the range increment. So they're boulders, so they're improvised thrown weapons. They have a range increment of 10 feet.
Technically, it says rock.
What is a boulder but just a large rock?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I don't find any, I can't find any rules. The rules aren't for specifically a boulder. They're for improvised thrown weapons. Yeah.
Right on.
So I think it's a minus 2 per increment past that.
I mean, I feel like for Zeke, So if he has 10-foot reach with his claws, would he be throwing it from that reach?
Is he leaning down over the tower, like laying dangling? Down, holding his arms down and tossing it? Or is he standing up? In fact, he's throwing it from higher up because he's lifting up over his head and throwing. So he's throwing from 30 feet, add 2 range increments.
I imagine he's close enough that he's more of like dropping it than anything.
You know, I'm going to give it to you this time, but if it was on level ground, I would side with Wesley. And it's only because I've thrown things from up high, and it is kind of hard if you're above a certain point. But only 30 feet, I could probably hit a hammer into a bucket if I had to throw one, which I have.
So I would say it'd be a plus 1 for attacking from higher ground, and then minus 2 for being outside of the first range increment for a net minus 1.
Okay.
Which hits my AC exactly at 18.
All right. Noted. Thank you, Wesley.
I like that you guys interrupt the recap, or the final cap, you know, the roundup, or whatever it's called. I like it.
Last word.
Yeah.
No, yeah, no, it's fine. No big deal. Fuck me, right?
Fuck me, right?
I'm just kidding. But yeah, we have Sidriel throwing acid splash at these troll hounds, trying to stop them from regenerating themselves, while Stormak is covered in trollhound blood, just smashed one and another one at his heels. 2 more trolls on top of the tower, throwing rocks and shooting crossbow bolts, and some mysterious carnage happening inside the gatehouse. And I think that's where we're going to leave it for the week.
Shit, nay.
Is anyone really mystified or just think it's a mystery? What could possibly be gibbering inside the building there?
It's a gibbering mouth.
I have no idea what it is, but it's probably using its mouth to do it.
Yeah.
I don't actually know what you're referring to.
Well, you got one person, John. That's enough, right?
Nailed it.
Is it a creature?
It is a creature.
This is not 20 questions.
I mean, what the fuck, guys? You can't just leave me out of your little in-joke. Come on.
Let me say, it's probably bigger than a bread box, but barely.
I mean, it's not really even a joke. It's just something that we know about, and you don't. I mean, I suppose that's kind of funny, but it's not. There's like no punchline to it. It's just like teasing you with something that you don't know yet. Yeah, I guess there's a joke in that.
Leave the keys with the dog man. Lock the front door and I'm tired. cold. You're too old. So pack up my bones and hit the road. Hit the road.
That's not how you get decorated, troll.
Yeah,
fucking dummy.
No wonder you look stupid.